The government of Jamaica continues to show its commitment to lifting standards of education in the country. This as an oversight committee headed by Professor Maureen Sams Vaughan has been established to oversee the development of a comprehensive strategy to revitalize the vision for children 8 years and younger. The oversight committee will have responsibility for reviewing progress made in the early childhood development ECD sector against local and internationally accepted ECD targets. The committee will oversee and monitor the development of a comprehensive policy on ECD, as well as review existing legislation pertaining to the sector, including the Early Childhood Commission Act, Early Childhood Act and Regulations, and others.
We expect that the work of this committee will advance the early childhood development sector further towards internationally accepted levels of quality. Among the areas recognized as imperative are improvements in the mobilization of resources, development of a comprehensive ECD policy, review of early child commission specific legislation and other relevant legislation for young children, and the delivery of coordinated programs and services for young children.
Minister of Education, Youth and Information, Senator Rural Reed.
The committee will not be limited to the activities, however, of the Early Child Commission, but in addition, given the needs of the young children, will be multi-sectoral. This will ensure that the role of the early child development in nation building is central to the work of all ministries, agencies and departments, private sector, and of course, civil society.
The committee, which will comprise no more than 10 and no fewer than 6 members, will last for 3 years and report directly to the minister.
Each member shall be appointed by the minister and is required to make a unique and valuable contribution. The minister shall elect the chairman, and other members shall be distributed as follows, including the ECC board chairman, at least one ECD specialist versed in local and international early child development matters, at least one member from the Minister of Education, Youth and Information. This allows for program and policy integration between the Minister of Education, Youth and Information and the Early Child Commission.
Senator Reed notes that special consideration is being given to the special needs sector, with a representative from the community of persons with disabilities is slated to be appointed to the committee.
In addition, the committee shall have access to the resources necessary for the fulfillment of its mandate. The resources most likely utilized will include administrative support and occasionally outside specialists or consultants.
In the meantime, he urged Jamaicans to work with the government in helping to raise the standards of the early childhood sector. The minister noted that the ECC has been conducting public education fairs across the island, increasing public awareness of the operational standards necessary for certification, obtaining a police record and medical certificates.
Some 2,700 early child institutions need to be fully certified. Many lack the resources to attain an acceptable level of operation, but collectively we can do more. I commend the representatives of Corporate Jamaica who have committed to and are helping to improve the physical standards of many of our institutions.
Minister of Education, Youth and Information, Senator Rural Reed.
Me a 23rd labor day, man. Come back with this to preserve a beautiful island. Me a 23rd, that is labor day. 55 years and yes, we still going. Make we clean up every scully, every street must glowing. Make we clean up the place, come make we clean up the place. Our little country, make we clean up the place. You love Jamaica, so make we clean up the place. We say, clean up the place, come make we clean up the place.
This is Razor B and I'm saying this Labor Day, May 23rd, beautify our island, restore and preserve our heritage, make Jamaica beautiful. I feel it!
Access news and radio content anytime from anywhere on the JIS mobile app, available on Android devices. Just go to the Google Play Store, search Jamaica Information Service, install the app, and be instantly connected. JIS, the voice of Jamaica.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.